You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. And if you want to contact any of our guests, you can text or call me directly at 314-472-DOUG. Again, it's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684 are the numbers for that. And you can also get any information for our guests at DougHaldeman.com, D-O-U-G-H-A-L-D-E-M-A-N.com. We have a studio full of people today. It's great. Have my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
We also have Knox Malis from Integrity Land Title. Welcome, Knox.
Thank you, Doug.
And our guests today, we have Stephen Burton from Waterproof Solutions.
Hey, everybody.
Frequent guest, and Andy Seitz from JH Exterior.
Welcome back, guys. Hey, how's it going?
Which brings me to my question. What all do you guys do?
We really focus on the exterior restoration of both residential and commercial properties. So we go from the extent of just your normal, everyday home all the way up to an apartment complex to a building. So we have a really wide array of scope of work that we can do on exterior situations.
So if I want to know what the paint color, I should not call you for that.
That'd be more of a design question, I would say. Yeah. Call my wife, who's an interior designer.
But everything exterior on a building, roofing, siding, brickwork, could be windows
and doors, historic, non-historic, residential and commercial type applications as well.
So you guys handle all of that.
That is correct.
All right, so as we move into the winter months, there are certain things we need to be aware of with our house, and things we might want to do outside of our house. It's going to get a lot more difficult when this weather changes. What do people need to be aware of?
The biggest thing people need to have the mindset is, even with everything going on right now, we've got the Cardinals in the playoffs, the Blues, all the sports, the excitement in the area. Once we get through this madness, which is going to be fantastic because we really want the Cardinals to go all the way, people really need to get in the mindset of being proactive to the winter coming up. They're already talking about it. It's a good chance this winter could be really bad. And being that St. Louis is such a four seasons market, we're going to see a lot of expanding and contraction. We're going to see a lot of snow potentially. We see a lot of water, and water causes damage.
Amen.
And cold air causes damage. The biggest thing that we need to look at is starting from the top of a home or a building, and that would be the roof. Making sure that thing is shored up and tight, making sure the flashing is in good shape, the shingles or the flat roof material, whatever the material of the roof may be, it's in good shape. And at that point, you're working your way down to a gutter system. So most people don't realize that if you don't clean out your gutters and you're not making sure your downspouts are working properly, all that water has nowhere to go. And what can happen is that water is going to sit in there, and it's going to cause a lot of weight and freeze, and it's going to drop off your fascia board.
So if you have trees growing out of your gutter, that's not good.
That's not the best.
Absolutely. So
it's funny, but I know we've all seen that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Every day. It's the proactive mentality that people need to have, that it's just like when you go to get your oil changed in your car. When you put something on your home, just because it's on there doesn't mean that it's completely maintenance-free and you're never going to have to worry about it again. They're servicing things. And as long as your mindset's in that mentality, you're going to be in a great spot.
Well, and that clogged up gutter just has a ripple effect. What happens when a gutter's clogged up?
You could have anything from the gutter coming off the house, falling off because of weight issues. You could have debris causing issues in your downspout, which can cause backup into your house, which Stephen is very familiar with.
Yes, sir.
And it happens all the time.
Well, and we see it. I see gutters that will flood over, even on the backside when the gutter's clogged up. Water fills it up, flooding over the backside into fascia, rotting out the fascia board.
Mm-hmm. All the time. It's those small things that make a difference. Whether you do or do not require gutter guards because you have a lot of overhanging trees, or you just haven't cleaned out your gutters in 2 to 3 years.
And let's say, a lot of folks, they're just not going to get on a ladder.
And
so they're not sure. Yeah, and shouldn't. So they're looking around. Here's something you can see, and Andy will tell you. If a gutter is full, look out. If you notice that along the house, the ground is beat down in a perfect line, that is a perfect indicator that when it fills up, it's just rolling right over and hitting the ground right there. Another thing, too, is as these gutters overflow, if you have a brick home and it's settled and it has stair-stepping in it, we've all seen one that's been tuck-pointed badly, looks like a big zipper. Well, at least it's tuck-pointed. Right, Andy? I mean, if we don't get that thing sealed up, you're going to wind up with bigger problems when it freezes.
I know something I'm guilty of. At my house here, it's only 7 years old this year, and there, it's a newer subdivision. There's not – we don't have any trees. around the house. You know, there sure are, but they're yeah. but they're much they're not nearly as tall as the gutters themselves. But what I think a lot of us don't realize is just because you don't have overhanging trees doesn't mean your gutters aren't clogged, because there's all that silt and stuff that comes off your shingles. And I went up there by chance looking at something else, i.e. the guy that shouldn't be on the ladder up that high. But I'm up there doing it, and there's this, it's like an inch of sand in it. And I never realized that. I thought, I'm good. There's nothing around it. But, Andy, I bet you see that a lot. That's
quite a bit. You wouldn't believe the things that we find in gutters, especially with the tornadoes that came through. Debris went all over the place, and you wouldn't believe the things that have gotten jammed up, and people just don't realize it until it's too late sometimes. So,
I was going to say, getting out of the gutter, where else do we go?
See how she did that?
Dun-dun-dun. She'll be here all week. Try the veal.
It was really good. You know, and it really moves down from there. And another step, it's so easy for people to miss this. When the cold weather comes in, you got your heat blazing and vice versa. You're going to go past that door. You're going to go past that window. You're going to hear the whistling. You're going to feel that cold weather. You're going to feel that cold radiant coming off the aluminum window of the vinyl product, the glass itself. Those things can be controlled. And all it does is really controlling your caulk. People don't realize that expansion and contraction on these homes and these buildings in a Four Seasons market like this happens more than you think.
So duct tape does not work for that.
Believe it or not, duct tape W-40 is what every man should have in a household. I will tell you that. But
that
in this case, it's not the best.
But yeah, if you can't duck it, then the heck with it?
Never mind.
Well, talk about one of those cheap solutions that when you don't caulk, the amount of damage that gets done when caulk is so cheap.
It really is. And some people just don't have the time to do it, you know, and there's a lot of great professional contractors out there that they can do it right for you. The worst thing that you can do is yes, you can go to the store and buy some caulk and just throw some things up there. But if you don't know how to apply it right, it also can affect you. So it's all about application as well.
Well, I'll say I'm pretty handy. I have a mechanical engineering degree. And when I put caulk on anything, it looks like some kindergartner was playing with Play-Doh or something. It's everywhere. It looks horrible. I don't know what it is. I'm caulk deficient.
You're not alone.
You're not alone. It's an art. Just like they say mudding and taping is an art in some stuff. So it's one of those things. It's an easy, proactive measure that you can take that's going to be able to eliminate that air infiltration that people see on a year-to-year basis in the winter, along with a simple step of checking your weather stripping in your doors.
Yeah.
Huge component of what people don't realize. That and most people now have what's called self-adjusting thresholds. Those are
self-adjusting thresholds.
That is what it's called. You'll see little bitty crowns inside the bottom of your doorstep when you walk over. Most people don't even recognize it. You actually can raise and lower that for the seasons, the times of the times of the year.
So that's what those are.
Interesting.
That's what those are.
I've got mine on a remote.
One of them popped off, and I saw the screw underneath it.
Yep, there you go.
What'd you say, Stephen? You have yours on a remote?
Mine's on remote.
Oh, bonus.
Nice.
I think the caulking stuff, too, you know, that's both interior and exterior in some cases, isn't it?
Yeah. That is correct. A lot of times you have sill separation, where you have the new construction window or the window. You see separation between the drywall, the plaster wall, and you'll see that crack line. It's a great spot to fill up, because air is getting behind there and it's coming through, that and water.
Right.
So
when Andy cites from GH Exteriors, you've offered for our first five callers that can text in. So our first five listeners that text in, they can text 314-472-DUG, which is our off air number here, 314-472-DUG, DOUG, which is 3684. If you text in the word inspection, you're going to offer the first five people a free exterior inspection of their home to help evaluate all these things that need to be done.
And a Mercedes. He didn't tell you that?
Yeah, and throw in the Mercedes.
Texting Doug.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're really excited about it. And, you know, at the end of the day, we want to make sure that people feel that they're taking a proactive stance, giving the education they need to become better homeowners themselves, so that way their home lasts what they want it to last. So.
Right.
Well, what a great offering, because, you know, I can't always look around my house and know everything that needs to be done. So to have a professional come and do it for free, what an opportunity. So if you'd like to be one of those first five, shoot me a quick text. Grab your phone right now. Text me at 314-472-3684, so 472-DUG, and just type the word inspection and give your name, and I'll have your phone number already that you're texting me from, and I'm going to make sure to pass that to Andy Seitz from JH Exteriors, and we'll get you an inspection scheduled right away. So, guys, going into winter, any other things that we need to keep in mind
going into winter. We have one minute left.
My thing that I want to talk the most about is let's make sure that your discharge for your sump pump has a way to go straight to the ground. And it's as simple as cutting the PVC. You can have us do it. Anyone can do this. But have a valve to where you can turn it to where it goes straight to the ground when everything's frozen. The ground's already frozen. The last thing you want is your discharge to be frozen and your pump to burn out at that time because you won't know it. So if you have any questions about that, feel free to get a hold of us. I mean, but that's one of the biggest things I can talk about is making sure that your sump pump has an alternative to being frozen in the ground.
Very good. Great advice there. And if anybody wants to contact you, Stephen Burton from Waterproof Solutions, I'll make sure your information is on the website.
Thank you.
And you also can shoot me a text about that and just put Waterproof Solutions on the text, and I'll shoot you back all Stephen's contact information to make sure you can have it. So Andy Seitz, JH Exteriors, Stephen Burton from Waterproof Solutions, really appreciate you guys coming in today.
Thank you so much.
Shout out to my wife, too. Anniversary. We've been together 17 years, 4 years married. Thank you. Yay. For being with me.
Hey, go Cardinals.
Love you, babe.
Go Cardinals.
Yeah. All right, so I also want to thank my co-host today, Tammy. Thank you for coming in. And Knox Malis from Integrity Land Title. Thanks, Knox.
Thanks, Doug. Enjoyed it.
So just a reminder for you, next Sunday at 4 p.m., you won't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show here on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.